Perhaps you think you're being treated unfairly?
I think it's a very unfair thing, what's going on.
I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further.
Yes, folks, it's true. The man Democrats have called Darth Vader for decades. The Republican of Republicans, the conservatives go to when they need to move to the right. Dick Cheney, Darth Vader himself, endorsing Kamala Harris for president on Friday publicly and stating that he will be voting for Kamala Harris. It is an incredible moment in U.S. politics. Not only that, not just Dick Cheney, but his daughter, Liz, former Wyoming congresswoman, basically forced out. She was primaried by a MAGA cult member, lost her primary, and is now a former member of Congress. She sat on the January 6th committee, one of two Republicans on that committee, along with former Congressman Adam Kinzinger. The circus-like atmosphere continued over the weekend with Liz Cheney, again, as Brian mentioned, Brian Kelly, my producer, mentioning that Liz Cheney did an interview with ABC's This Week with Jonathan Carl on Sunday. This is the Sunday morning show bonanza that happens every Sunday. If you're a news or political junkie, you have a veritable smorgasbord of news programs to select from. We are going to listen to much of Liz Cheney's, not much, but like selected bits of her interview with Jonathan Carl, because what she's saying is so reasonable. I'd like to get your reactions, especially if you're a conservative. If you've voted for Trump before, or you're a conservative or a Republican, what say you when you hear that Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney, especially Dick, says Trump is the greatest threat to our democratic republic in the history of our country? Wow. That includes the Civil War. He's the greatest threat, from Dick Cheney. If you're a conservative or a Republican, or you voted for Trump before, what do you make of that? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Okay, even if you're not a conservative, I'm curious what you think. I mean, I was blown away.
This guy engineered a war so Halliburton would make money. And he's saying, you know, this guy's really corrupt. This is amazing. Let's play some clips.
Why don't we just start at the top? Because, wow.
Yeah, I've been voting for 40 years. My first vote I ever cast was for Ronald Reagan in 1984. I've never voted for a Democrat.
Wow.
It tells you, I think, the stakes in this election. You know, Donald Trump presents a challenge and a threat fundamentally to the republic. We see it on a daily basis. Somebody who was willing to use violence in order to attempt to seize power, to stay in power. Someone who represents unrecoverable catastrophe, frankly, in my view. And we have to do everything possible to ensure that he doesn't, that he's not reelected. Given how close this race is, in my view, again, it's not enough. You have many Republicans out there who are saying, well, we're not going to vote for him, but we will write someone else in.
Right.
And I think that this time around, that's not enough, that well, it's important to actually cast a vote for Vice President Harris.
Wow. Wow. Effectively, Liz Cheney, let's just keep in mind, that was a joint letter from her and her father on Friday. She's effectively the spokesperson for her and her father, Dick Cheney, saying it's not enough to say that you will not vote for Trump. You must affirmatively cast a ballot for Kamala Harris. So grave the threat to America that Donald Trump poses. Let's keep listening, because I think these questions, again, this is sound of former Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney from her Sunday morning interview on ABC with Jonathan Carl. What she points out is that Kamala Harris, these efforts to depict her as some raging wingnut lefty aren't true. Let's take a listen. Next cut. This is Liz Cheney with Jonathan Karl just yesterday.
I have never viewed this as a policy election.
Right.
But I think that it's a very important point. If you look at Vice President Harris's speech, for example, at the Democratic convention, it is a speech that Ronald Reagan could have given. It's a speech that George Bush could have given. It's very much an embrace and an understanding of the exceptional nature of this great nation, a love of America. A recognition that America is a special place, a recognition that we all have to work together to ensure that. And you contrast that to ensure that we maintain it. You contrast that with what we hear from Donald Trump, again, on a daily basis, that America is a failing nation, that America is a laughing stock. The trash talking of the United States of America very much is part of the message that Donald Trump is pushing. And so at the end of the day, I think it's important for people to recognize he's not a conservative. The policies that we're seeing him put forward, including, you know, again, on an almost daily basis, this notion of embracing global tariffs, that he's going to impose 100%, 200% tariffs, that is fundamentally an anti-conservative policy. It's also a policy that I point out to friends of mine who say, well, we're going to vote for him because of his economic conservatism. We'll choke off global trade, will likely lead us down the path that we've seen before, for example, in the 1930s, mm-hmm. lead to, at that point, it was the Depression. The important thing for people to remember about something like the tariffs that he's promising, including, you know, in addition to the fact that it's disastrous policy, he can do it alone. He does not need Congress, if he were to be reelected, to impose those massive tariffs that will, in fact, kill the American economy and the global economy.
I mean, so, in fact, he did some of that when he was in the White House.
And he's promising
to go to a new level.
Did it work? Anyone know the effects? It did not work.
And the U.S. was plunged deeper into the Great Depression. We shouldn't have to reference Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which is where Brian just pulled that great sound of Ben Stein trying to explain that tariffs don't work. Ben Stein in a movie or Liz Cheney on Sunday. He will wreck the American economy. He is, quote, not a conservative. His policies are anti-conservative. Her words, not mine, a lifelong Republican that has not once voted for a Democrat is saying to everyone, to you, that Donald Trump poses an existential threat, not just to our republic, to our democracy, but to our economy. So if you're a one issue, inflation, good economics, go business voter, don't take it from me. Take it from Dick and Liz Cheney. Trump will wreck the U.S. and global economy. More from Liz Cheney's absolutely mind-blowing interview yesterday with Jonathan Karl on ABC's This Week. When we come back, I'm Maggie Dawn. My producer is Fancy Brian Kelly because he spells his name with a Y. And you're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin, coming to you live from downtown Waukesha. Keep it locked, folks. Much more ahead after your farm update.
Didn't work too well.
You have failed me for the last time.